This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeffrey Powers with Geekazine.com and the Tech Podcast Network at TPN.TV. We're looking at Canon and the new Vixia line of camcorders. This is for all of you blogger photographers that want to get a little bit more serious, and we're going to have it right now.
CES 2012 coverage is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get 25% off their fourth generation hosting by using promo code CES2. Find more GoDaddy deals at TPN.TV.
Hey, everybody. Jeffrey Powers with Geekazine.com, the Tech Podcast Network over at TPN.TV. We're still at CES 2012. There's a lot of stuff here. It's crazy. We're here at the Canon booth. And of course, anybody that knows me knows that I shoot off of a Canon. It's an R20 Vixia camera, and it's been a great camera. It's been a great upgrade from what I had had for a camera, and the best part is I could actually hook up a wireless mic to it, and I love it. Well, guess what? Canon is updating the cameras. You got six brand new models of cameras. We got Ben Thomas here from Canon. How you doing, Ben?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. We got some clapping. We got Kelly Pickler in the background, by the way. But anyway, we got these new cameras. I have right here the HF R32 model. Right. Why don't you tell us what you guys upgraded with the new version of Canon handhelds?
So the biggest news for us is select models have built-in Wi-Fi. With built-in Wi-Fi, it allows you to wirelessly transfer that footage over to your iOS device. So if you have an iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, we have a free movie uploader app, and you can install on that device and transfer that footage wirelessly to your device, and then you can use your internet connection and upload it to Facebook or YouTube wirelessly.
So it's working as a tether?
Yeah, it's like an ad hoc connection. They're both communicating to each other, and then it's going to share that connection that you have with that device, that portable device, and share it to YouTube or Facebook, or you can even just store it on there to watch.
Wow, just to watch and get that going from there?
Yeah.
That's amazing. So you also have talked about the image stabilizer on this type of camera and improved on it, correct?
Right. We now have a dynamic image stabilization system. It has different types of stabilizations to choose from. There's four different types. So depending on what you're shooting and how you're shooting, it'll give you the best shade correction.
You know, I was shaking the camera a little bit. So basically what it has to do is it figures out a focus, it sets a focal point, and then I started shaking the camera and I could actually see the stabilization happen. And it does that automatically. Is there a way I can set that manually as well?
Well, right now it's going to be automatic. If you do put on a tripod, it will turn off the stabilization for you.
Okay. And then, of course, we have all the same features that the R20 had with the ability to white balance, the ability to focus, and of course, the other thing is you got rid of one of the card slots. The R20 had two card slots. Why did you guys do that?
We wanted to make the camcorder very lightweight and small. We felt that SD card prices have come down quite a bit, so having additional card is not really that valuable anymore with prices coming down so much. So you could insert one card. And we felt that consumers wanted something a little smaller. So you do have an option with one SD card. We do offer models that have built-in memory as well.
And how high up do you go for built-in memory?
We have a 32 gig version, which can give you up to 12 hours of HD footage.
12 hours of HD footage. That's awesome. And then, of course, with no card in there, right?
Right, with no card in there. And if you have another 32 gig card in there, you get 24 hours of HD footage.
Oh my God, that's wild. Is that at the highest setting or the lowest setting?
That's at quality setting. That's going to give you 720p footage.
Okay.
If you do increase it, you can bring it down to 6 hours. So you'll still get 6 hours for 32 gigs.
And what's the highest quality? Is it 1080p at 60 frames?
The highest quality is 1920 by 1080 at 24 megabits per second. That's the highest you can get in AVC HD.
Okay.
And that brings me to the next point of also this camcorder. If you're worried about sharing or trying to edit AVC HD, you can also choose another format called MP4. That format is ideal for uploading to web sites that doesn't support AVC HD.
Yeah.
Or if you want a user-friendly file to go to Facebook, YouTube, or even to edit, that's a great format to use.
So now MP4 is included. That is a great addition to this camera. And of course, my favorite part is the battery in the back. You guys got rid of that little latch key, the B110 battery, so I can actually put in a bigger battery, correct?
Exactly. You can put an additional battery on the fly, and you could also extend it. So it is great having this feature. It gives you easy access to different panels too. So you have your HDMI terminal here, USB, You have your headphone over here and your microphone jack. Your SD card is easily accessible. Previously, you would actually have to open a battery compartment. You'll have the battery there and the SD card hidden there. So it's much more easier to use. We've also improved the user interface. It's a lot more graphical.
Okay.
The screen is a nice glass screen. Previously, okay. It was like a GPS device where you had that plastic screen where you had to press a little harder.
Yeah.
Now it's a lot more sensitive.
Okay, well, this is a great camera, but you have even a better camera. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that better camera next.
Is your web hosting maybe a little bit old-fashioned, kind of like this 1939 Crosley coupe we found here on the floor at CES 2012? Well, if you want to move into the modern age, you need to get with GoDaddy.com and look at the 4GH hosting that has just been introduced that combines the power of cloud computing with the economies of normal web hosting. We're talking $4.99 to $9.99 per month. There are 9 machines in the cluster that's going to be serving up content from the Tech Podcast Network, and we're expecting well over 35 million downloads. Of course, we know that because last year we had 35 million downloads, and we're expecting even more this year. You can try it out by going to GoDaddy.com, look at the details that surround 4G hosting. You'll find things like, again, automatic load balancing that we talked about, but there's a scan each day for malware. There's protection at the server level, and there's protection at the cluster level. And there's a free SSL certificate included that's valued at $14.99. And when you go to GoDaddy.com, make sure you use the code CES2 when you order 4G hosting. That will get you a 25% savings, and even more importantly, it's valid for the entire year of 2012, and you can combine it with other discounts and sales that GoDaddy may have in the future. Check it out, 4G hosting from GoDaddy.com.
Now we're back, and now we're talking about an upgrade, a bigger model of the Vixia line, the HFM52. I think I got that right. And so tell us, what's the major differences about that camera, the R-Series, and the M52?
When you go over to the M-Series, you're going to get significant improvements. The biggest one is the sensor. Sensors can be very technical, but this sensor is a professional-level sensor, which we've taken from our pro camcorders and brought it in here. This gives you amazing low-light performance, a lux rating of 1.2 lux,
okay,
with a shutter speed of 1/30 of a second. What that ultimately means is you can shoot in lighting like this. You don't need to put an external light. You're still going to get great footage.
What is a lux, just so people don't know that term?
It's a rating that they put in. It resembles one candle. So one candle means one lux.
Okay.
It's a minimum amount of lighting that you need to shoot video.
Wow, that's
lower
great.
Lower the number, the better it's going to handle.
Lower the number, the better it's going to handle. So, okay, what other features does this have?
What makes this product also stand out, is that we also share that built-in Wi-Fi capabilities, the MP4, but you can add more professional features on here. So you can put an additional video light on top of here. You could put a 5.1 surround sound microphone.
Okay.
This model also...
So this does support 5.1 surround sound. Nice.
It does. We have an optional microphone that you can use. It's called the SMV1.
Okay.
So you can attach that right in here, and you can get surround sound, realistic audio.
Awesome.
Also, if someone's a scuba diver, we do offer a waterproof case for this. So you can shoot footage underwater. It even has underwater mode.
Okay.
So you can go up to depths of 130 feet.
Really? And it handles the pressure really well.
It can handle pressure very well.
Awesome. I'm impressed. I love it. You know, as a Vixia owner, I can't wait to get my hands on these cameras. What are we talking about price points?
Depending on built-in memory, this model, the M-Series, starts at $549, and it'll go from $549, $649 to $749.
Okay.
If you go over to the $749 model, you have 32 gigabytes of built-in memory. If you don't need 32 gigs, you can opt for an 8 gig version, which will save you $100.
And what about the R-Series?
The R-Series starts at $349, goes up to $449 and $549, and it works the same way with the built-in memory. The highest version of $549 gets you 32 gigs. If you don't need 32 gigs, you can offer an 8 gig version at $449.
There you go. Well, if you're looking for a camera, those are two great, and they have, those are two of six brand new models. Wi-Fi access, being able to go from your camera to your to whatever source you need, now in MP4, now with a better battery, now and with the microphone port, so you can actually put in a professional microphone or put in the shoe microphone or put in the light microphone. Why wouldn't you get a Vixia? That's what I'm saying here. Ben, thank you very much for your time. Jeffrey Powers here. We got continuing coverage of the Consumer Electronics Show 2012. We're going to have a couple more from Canon here. Stick around over on TPN.tv for more of this great content.